Yellow, check, check. Woo. We're on. Sweet. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the first official www.conservativedailyblog.com show podcast. I am your guide. I am your light. I am your shining light in a world of darkness. My name is Brian. Today I take to the air alone, but I will be frequented with guests, including my good friend John, also site moderator and founder of conservativedailyblog.com. So there's a lot going on right now in society, in the world. We are amidst a change in world order. We are amidst a revolution within our borders of this great nation. And it's been a long time coming. I don't think that anyone would dispute the fact that it was inevitable the way the direction our society has gone, thanks to the Nazi propaganda machine known as the media, and the inherent abuse and use and dismantling of the institutions of religion and fundamentalism, the attack on anything and anyone's way of life, specifically targeted at the white male. And this has really stirred me up, because I have known and I have enjoyed my freedom as much as I possibly can in my young age. As you can probably tell, I'm not an old and groggy voice that voices conservative opinion today in the media. And I've known this to be a great, great problem. I have been on many college campuses attending. I've attended multiple colleges in my short life already, and I visited quite many, and I have to tell you, it tears me up to pieces to see the hate is being spewed by the many, and it's irrational. They can't think for themselves. They have no clue of what they believe. They have no basis for any fact other than they parrot and tout what their radical liberal professors tell them. So I've been doing my best, and I've really thought I have reached a point where I have to break out and do something drastic, something radical, something that I firmly believe can get behind, to embrace, to try to bring about some enlightenment and hopefully some fundamental change in thought and thinking amongst young Americans today. And myself, my whole life, I've been an avid fan of radio, the radio format, especially the last couple of years with the podcasts coming along, and that seemingly popular format just seemed to take off and really, really start attracting new and younger listeners. So I decided that, you know, that this could be an opportunity for me to take some charge and try to jumpstart some young minds out there and get them thinking more about some very, very critical issues facing not only America, but our nation in general. And the fact about this, obviously, is with the new election of the new chairman, the new imposter upon American soil, with the election of half-black, half-alien Barack Hussein Obama, who has seemingly came out of nowhere and has been built brick by brick in something out of nothing by the mainstream Nazi liberal media. And it's just very sad how someone with no experience, someone with no credibility, someone with no accomplishments to his name can beat a longtime bulldog senator, Navy pilot, war hero, Senator John McCain. And it was really just a failure of the American people. It really was, really I describe as laziness in general, an attitude, people just really not really caring on any issues, just sitting back, the lazy layback approach, something for nothing, give me what I cannot attain or purchase on my own. And it's basically that of what the American liberal has stood for many, many of years. But, of course, the last decade, I really think after Clinton, our left wing has shifted to a new radical extreme of neo-Marxist socialism, and the Republican Party has now shifted and become what the liberal Democrat positions have been in the past. So we have a very structurally flawed Congress and administrative legislation of America, and especially with the balances, checks and balances of power, it's been very flawed, very, very out of sorts for a long time now. And that is a topic we will regularly discuss here on the Conservative Daily Blog podcast. But today is really, I just want to lay out the groundwork for what will be hopefully a very successful and motivational show. I want to be here to motivate. I don't want to be here to rant, although that is the format of what the podcast is the rant and of discussion. I would like to eventually have calls. I want to engage people. I want to argue. I want to debate. I want meaningful discussions. I don't want to be a preacher to anyone, because I am young and I do not expect anyone to take anything I say for credible fact, because who am I? You don't know. But then again, we do have a president who we don't know and who has no credibility. So why believe or trust anything he does? So here I am. Woohoo! Yeah. So it's going to be, as of now, I guess a weekly thing. There's so much that's going on right now, though. I would like to talk about something at least every day here. I don't see like how that would be too much of a problem, but yeah, we need to. I'd rather start and not just have these loose end shows. I want to deliver good content, and to do that, I want to be able to plan out ahead of what each show will entail. So that will probably take me a few days at least. So we'll probably just start at one a week, but maybe we can get two or three in there. We'll have to see and see how it all plays out. But thank you for listening this far, if you haven't tuned me in already. My voice I need, of course, to hone my skill. I, believe it or not, in my very short tenure on this earth, have experienced an actual radio. In high school, I was a DJ on my local station, and I was definitely well ahead in terms of engineering content for the show, in terms of making the show professional sounding and professionally edited with whatever technicalities that go into show levels, sound beds, news report call letters, sightings, and whatever. So yeah, my in terms of me broadcasting and speaking, that has tended to be a difficulty. I was never on a debate team. I was never one who liked or enjoyed public speaking. So that is something that you will please have to bear with me for at least a little while here, while I get back in the routine of doing this on a weekly basis and conveying and articulating my ideas as clearly and as professional sounding as I possibly can. But like I said, radio has been a very dear and cherished pastime of my lifetime, and that is why although this is a podcast and it's not broadcast live as of right now, I do not wish to go back and edit or clean up any of the broadcast content of this podcast. So what you're hearing is a hot mic being recorded live and not touched up. It is converted to and mixed down to an MP3 and uploaded for your listening pleasure no more than a few minutes at the conclusion of each show. So so that should be a way for us to slowly branch out towards the live setting and the live presentation by not having to tinker with anything from the get-go. So So that is something to keep in mind while you're listening. So today I don't really want to touch on very many subjects because I really just want to get the first show under the belt and get the groundwork laid out for the foundational elements of what the podcast from here on out will entail. But yes, the next few weeks are going to be fundamental in the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. He will be, the Democrat Congress and with Barack Obama will be laying out the new healthcare plan for America. And this issue, this legislation, will be the destruction of freedom as America has known it for since her inception, since the beginning. Because the freedom over your body, the freedom to choose and purchase the health care that you desire, is a freedom that has not been discussed very well, and something that the American people just can't quite understand. Michael Moore did his best to indoctrinate us with false realities. When was that movie? I guess maybe that was 2007. But as far as any conservative voice in defense of the present healthcare system has been absent or poorly executed as of now. So we will do our best to try to lay out what we know and what we can gather so that you can get a little bit of a better understanding of what exactly that will be. But as of now, there's really not a whole lot the right or the conservatives or Republicans can do, because there's not a lot of say or power to what they can do in the current climate today. So in the meantime, all we can really do is, you know, unite together, bring up an uprising of conservatism that has been seemingly dead since the administration of Ronald Wilson Reagan administration, and conservative as we've known it has died a very slow and painful death through the administration of George Walker Bush. And I think it's time that we become well studied back and read over, you know, our founding documents again, go back to talking amongst each other about the issues in our society and political climate today. It's time that we band together, and the grassroots uprising of the Tea Parties on Tax Day was a great start, but it was simply not enough to really bring about shaking down of the government and the Obama administration. And it just sickens me, and it's very sad that there's not a lot of firm voices in the opposition of Barack Obama. I mean, we have Rush Limbaugh, great voice of conservative for many years now on the radio, but it's just not enough. Dick Cheney, God bless him, perhaps our last great vice president, which hopefully will not be the case, but we need more. We need more opposition. We need more voices to be heard, and we need, in order to do that, to band together and unite behind these founding principles before we can move forward. So I would like to regularly discuss these things with you. And to do that, we will talk together. And I would like to open up the, you know, discussion on a message board or Skype or something. But for now, I guess we have the blog, of course, www.conservativedailyblog.com. And if you have an account, a blogger account, please post on our blog entries and respond to us and engage us, and we can talk together about these issues. And if you feel alone and, you know, abandoned from your friends and your political beliefs, you know, we together can share these ideas, and you don't have to feel abandoned or inferior because of what you believe and how you feel. So thanks for listening to our first official podcast. I'm not getting really get into anything today. Just want to lay down, like once again, say that we're going to just lay down the groundwork for the podcast format that the show will be based around, which looks like is right now we're at the 15-minute mark or so. I'm assuming that we'll probably start at around 30 minutes and slowly build up to about an hour, hour and a half. Most commonly the format today for talk show is 3 hours, but in those 3 hours, there's only really about an hour and a half's worth of content, which includes obviously commentary, taking calls, debate, discussion, sound bites, interview. So we're not going to differ too much, I'd say, from that sort of thing. Well, obviously right now we don't have the ability for where we don't have the live platform, which taking calls would be something we would do. So it'll just be really me and my guest and my friend John, who will join me regularly for discussion. So yeah, I would say about an hour's worth of content is what we will try to shoot for each week, because a lot, especially nowadays, happens in a week where that shouldn't be too much of a problem. And of course, I don't want to focus entirely on politics, because with the new administration and the direction this country going, there is a companion to that, which is our culture and our radical transformation of the Americans' way of life from even 20 years ago. I mean, with the rise of technology, so I think rising of technology and social networking has played a pretty important role in all of this. So, and this is something I've been observing and studying for a long time now. So this is something I can articulate well and engage in on discussion upon. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me. And we hope that you will subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and be updated. Visit our site to be updated on the broadcasts and the newly scheduled podcasts. And during the week, we will lead up to what the shows will be about and what you can expect to hear from us. So in the meantime, thank you for joining us today. This is Brian of conservativedailyblog.com signing off.